As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. That's Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick before we get started, as always, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, before we get started, get into this. As always, I got to give a shout out to my best supporter, my best fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out. I know you're watching. I know that you are listening. Guys, in a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in countries all around the globe, like the Czech Republic, Bangladesh, Lithuania, Nepal, and just to name a few. And maybe you tune in each week or usually on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, every week on Facebook, or maybe today you're tuning in and this is your first time hearing the show. Let me stop to take the time and tell you thank you for joining in and listening to the show and for watching the show. Maybe you tune in each week and maybe you've been listening to the show since the show has began. Let me tell you thank you. I'm so happy and so glad that you have been watching and enjoying the show. Guys, today's topic, if you have not caught on yet, when I put it out there, today's topic, guys, is talking about living in shifting climates. Yeah, living in shifting climates. So before we get started, before we really get going, guys, I want to play a really short video. I want you to watch this video. It's really short, won't take very long. Then we're going to dive right into it. Here we go. And we're back, guys. There you go. Today's topic, guys, we're talking about living in shifting climates. Yeah, living in shifting climates. And if you are alive and on this planet, we're going to have to learn how to deal when the weather changes. We're going to have to learn how to deal because the weather doesn't always remain the same, no matter what they say. And we have great meteorologists who can predict the weather using instruments and science, but we have to learn to live in shifting climates. Yeah. Listen, it's not uncommon for any area of the world to have what is known as a rainy seasons, or to have rainy seasons. These are moments where the atmosphere changes and there is a heavier downfall of rain. But here's the thing, lasting for longer periods of time. So it's not uncommon for areas of the world to have what's called rainy seasons, where it rains more often and it seems to last longer than it typically would. Many of us have our favorite times of the year. Now me, my favorite time of the year is football. Football season, right? That's my favorite time of the year. But my favorite time of the year is the fall. I like the colors of the fall. I like the football that happens. I like all the activity that happens in the fall. So many of us have our favorite times of the year. Those who like the cold prefer cooler seasons. Some like it mild, so spring is their thing. So some like fun in the sun, so summer is just perfect for you. So we all have our favorite times of the year. And or the colors of fall, like me, the colors of fall, but the truth is, at some time, we all might see signs of any one of these seasons at any time. And all it takes is for the climate to change. All it takes is for the climate that we live in is to change. So the truth is that we might see seasons, or we might see evidence of any one of these seasons at any time. We could be living where it's hot and we could experience fall-like weather. We can live where it's cold and experience spring-like weather. So wherever we are at any given time, we can experience any one of these seasons. So here's my question. Knowing that this is true, here's my question. So my question is this. Knowing that at any moment, at any time, we can live at any experience, any one of these seasons. So my question is, how do you live in shifting climates? Yeah, how do you live when climates begin to shift on you? How do you live in shifting climates? How can you live in an area where things are always changing? They sporadically change overnight or in the middle of the day. How can you handle it when things seem to fluctuate on you? When there seems to be no stability in the climate and things seem to just sporadically change. It says it's supposed to be winter, but it feels like spring. It's supposed to be spring and it feels like the winter. How can you handle the shifting climates? How can we handle it? Listen, when things just seem to change on us in the middle of the day, in the middle of the moment, when things just seem to change on us. You know this, we know some people like that. Let's be honest. We know some people that just change on us at the drop of a dime. One minute they like us, the next minute they don't. One minute they're happy, the next minute they're angry. We know some people like this, don't we? That just sporadically change, that change overnight. Before you know it, their attitude changed. We probably live with some people like this. But how can we do it and do it with some degree of doing it well? If we can't change the weather, which we can't, if we can't change the weather, then we must learn to adjust to the climate. Yeah, listen, I know we can live in the summer because it's summertime right now. I know we can live in the summer, and we can thrive in the spring and other seasons, but can you handle living in shifting seasons? When the calendar shows it's supposed to be spring, but still feels like winter. Or the times when it's 80 degrees outside and all of a sudden it begins pouring down rain and the temperature changes to 45 degrees. And we're not just caught in the rain, but we're also caught in the cold. And sometimes, let's be honest, and sometimes we can feel like we're living in between two seasons. Yeah, like we're living in between two seasons. Not quite the fall, but not all the way the winter. So we don't know what to wear. What do you really prepare for, or what do you do? We would almost rather it be one or the other. Am I right? You would almost rather it go ahead and be winter time than it go ahead and be 80 degrees in December. You would almost rather it be one or the other, or at least then we would know what to prepare for. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it can feel like we're living in between two seasons. Not quite spring, but not quite fall. You know what I'm talking about. You're happy about one thing on one hand, but disappointed about something on the other hand. You're excited about something up here, but not so excited about something down here. Feeling great about things up here. But when you look back and when you get alone, you're disappointed about what took place down here. Living in between two seasons. One season you're supposed to be happy on one hand, but on the other hand, you're not quite excited as everyone thinks you should be. Living in between two seasons. How can you handle living in shifting seasons? When seasons begin to shift on you and you don't know what quite to prepare for. You don't know to prepare for the celebration or to prepare for the trouble, to prepare for the up climb or to prepare for the downbeat. How do you handle living in shifting seasons? Sometimes it feels like we're stuck in between two seasons. Listen, life changes just like the weather. Yeah, listen, no matter who we are, life changes just like the weather. But the question we must answer, and that is before us, is can we live in shifting climates when things change on us? Can we live in shifting climates, up and down, hot and cold? So listen, sometimes in the same week and sometimes in the same day. Listen, I live here in Birmingham, Alabama, and sometimes the weather can change in a minute, in a blink of an eye. It can be hot one moment, and then by mid-afternoon, it's rainy season. It can be raining one moment and then hot the next season. Don't know what to prepare for. And sometimes when things begin to change and shift like this, it's hard to prepare or know what to prepare for when your season is shifting, when you're caught in the middle of a shifting season, up and down, hot and cold. Sometimes in the same week and sometimes in the same day. When we want everything, and it's usually at a time when we want everything in our lives to be ideal. We want to have the ideal relationship, the ideal job, the ideal career, ideal friends, the ideal family members. But the fact of the matter is this. We don't live in an ideal world. We live in a world where things change constantly. And I want to submit something to you. And I submit for your consideration, okay, that much of our frustration comes from our inability to adjust when things aren't ideal. A lot of times we become frustrated when things aren't ideal the way we want it to be. Listen, you applied for the job, you got it, and all of a sudden it doesn't appear to be your ideal job. You married them and now it's not the ideal person. You got to get to school and it's not your ideal career. A lot of our frustrations come from when we find out things aren't as ideal as we thought they were. They just aren't ideal. The car you got isn't the ideal one you thought. A lot of our frustrations come about when they don't end up ideal the way we thought they would be. Listen, no one likes instability. No one likes instability where things are always fluctuating. One minute it's this, the next minute it's that way. It's green pants today and yellow pants tomorrow. Nobody likes instability. Besides, the more stable something is, the more reliable it is, and the more predictable it becomes. And that's it right there. Let's just be honest. That's it right there. The more predictable it becomes. And that is it. We spend most of our time and much of our energy trying to predict a storm that may never come. Yeah, we spend a lot of our time trying to predict a storm, predict a problem, predict an issue that may never come. Predictability. Predictability. Spend a lot of our years, a lot of our days trying to predict a problem that may never come. And usually, and neglect the storm that is in us. The problem we prepare so much for may never come. What you were hoping, what you thought might happen, may never happen. What you were concerned and worried over may never take place. We spend so much of our energy preparing and predicting a problem that may never come, but we neglect the storm that is raging in.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Us. The problem we prepare so much for may never come, but the storm in us is still going on. Now, I'm not saying don't prepare for the future or I'm not saying don't have things in place, but maybe, just maybe, the change in climate that we need to be more concerned about and what we need to pay more attention to isn't how hot or cold it has gotten outside, but the weather change in us. The change that happens in us. Maybe the biggest concern is not just about how hot we feel it is outside, but what we feel going on inside of us. How do you handle living in shifting climates when it's changing on you? You go to work and they swore up and down, this is how it's going to be. It's never going to change, and it changes. They made promise to you that it would always be that way, and it changes. You trusted in something that you thought would be there, and it changes. How do you handle living in shifting climates? Listen, when we listen to the news, guys, listen to this, guys. When we listen to the news, there are all sorts of predictions, right? When we listen to the news, there are all sorts of predictions. There are financial predictions about the stock market. There are housing predictions about the housing market. The predictions, listen, there are predictions about different genders. But what prediction have you given yourself? Yeah, that's the one prediction I want to know. What prediction have you given yourself? Out of all the predictions that we can hear, what is the prediction that you have given yourself? Listen, we can't do a whole lot about the weather out there, but we can stabilize ourselves. And this is how we can do that. One way we can do this is by developing consistency. It's by developing consistency. Develop it and work on it. And we don't have to begin with something big. Your name doesn't have to be in marquee lights. You don't have to be interviewed by 20 different people. It could be something small. It could be something minute. It could be something as small as making your bed up every day. The day may not have gone as well as you hope, but at least your bed would be made. It could have been one of those days where nothing seemed to go right, but at least your bed would be made. So it doesn't matter what it is. Start small, but start. It doesn't matter how your days began, but if you began something that is consistent, you can look back on and say, at least this was done. Consistency will always win out over predictability. Yeah, consistency over predictability. Predictability says there is a high probability of something happening. Consistency says, in spite of everything that goes on, this is going to happen. Listen, if you go to the doctor for a checkup, or if you have pain or a discomfort, they don't check the predictability of your breathing. They check the consistency of your breathing. That in spite of your pain, are you still breathing? In spite of the reason that made you come here today, are you still breathing? In spite of you trying to describe what happened to you, are you still breathing? Consistency always wins out over predictability. Consistencies will always keep you going, while predictability is waiting to catch up. Listen, you know I am a big component of positive affirmation and positive confession. So consistency says, in spite of everything, I'm still breathing. You should put that in chat right now. I'm still breathing. If you're listening, I'm still breathing. I believe that there are some consistent people listening and watching that went through some pain, had some tears, people who left and gone with no explanation, faced some troubles, but I'm still breathing, had some difficulties, but you're still breathing. Maybe because of COVID, you had to change jobs. Maybe because of a life-changing event, things are different with you now. The finances aren't where they were, and there was some downsizing, but you are still breathing. You may not have a friend that you say you can count on, but you're still breathing. They are checking your pulse, checking you out on social media, trying to figure out by your post, are you still breathing? But your post will not explain what you've been through. You should type it. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud. I'm still breathing. Yeah, I'm still breathing. Say it to encourage yourself. Say it when you have to say it all by yourself. I'm still breathing. Yeah, I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. I'm not going anywhere just yet. Listen, our lives will change. And most times, it has little to do with anything else other than the fact that we are alive. Every change is not the result of some negative occurrence happening in the air. In other words, stop blaming yourself for everything that went wrong. Everything that went wrong was not your fault. Everything that happened, listen, everything that happened to you was not your fault. Stop blaming yourself for everything that happened, everything that went wrong. Sometimes things change because it's time to get something to the ground. It's trying to get something to us, not from us. Every farmer knows it doesn't matter how good the seed is or how powerful the tractor is that helped to plow the land. Without some rain, nothing they planted stands a chance. So the opportunity they look for comes in the form of the rain most hope doesn't fall. Yeah, I said that to say this. What some may see as a mess to someone else is nothing short of a miracle. One person's obstacle may be another person's opportunity. Each time a farmer hears thunder, it's another opportunity falling. Yeah, every time they hear thunder, every time the forecast says rain, they see it as another opportunity. Every time they go outside and they feel a drop fall on them, it's not another problem they have to deal with. It's another opportunity coming their way. Here is what I'm proposing, guys. Which opportunities have we been dismissing as just another storm or just another problem or just something else we must deal with? The rain will fall. Now, we can all get wet from it or choose to be blessed in it. Either way, it will fall, and since we can't change it, we can prepare for it. This is why we buy winter clothes, right? To be prepared for the cold. This is why we buy summer clothes to be prepared for the summer. Listen, our making it in changing climates largely depends on our ability to be prepared when things change. Yeah, our making it in changing climates largely depends on our ability to be prepared when things change on us. Sometimes changes come unexpectedly. And just because the unexpected occurs does not mean we have to leave things the way they caught us. Yeah, just because the unexpected happens doesn't mean we have to leave things the way they catch us. For example, if you get caught in the rain, get out of the rain. Don't just stand there and wonder when it will stop. Get out the rain. You don't have to stay the way you were caught in it. If an unexpected situation caught you, you don't have to stand and wonder when will it stop. If it gets cooler, grab a jacket. We can't do a lot about some changes, but what we can do a lot about is staying the way it finds us. Listen, when we mention living in shifting climates, we must also address making adjustments. So we talked about building on consistency, and now we're talking about making adjustments. The funny thing about life is this. Sometimes we have to make adjustments when everything doesn't feel right. Sometimes we have to make adjustments in the middle of going from one thing to another. Adjustments sometimes aren't welcome. So sometimes right when we're done dealing with this, we have to make an adjustment to go deal with that. Right when we're done dealing with up here, we have to make an adjustment to go deal with something that's down here. Adjustments sometimes just aren't welcomed. Listen, here's something I learned. The mark of a champion are the adjustments they are willing to make and the excuses they won't. The mark of a champion are the adjustments they are willing to make, but the excuses they won't. Anything that we're trying to accomplish and any goal that is set in front of us, if we want to achieve it, we have to be ready to make some adjustments. And whether the goal is like having a better career or being a better individual, listen, or being a better parent, a better student, no matter what it is, it's going to require making adjustments. Eventually, everyone feels the rain. Regardless of what your favorite time of the year is, regardless of what your favorite season is, eventually, everyone feels the rain. The reason the rain has to fall. I came to this conclusion. I got this revelation about the rain falling. The reason the rain has to fall is so that it can water what we've been asking God for or hoping what the universe will bring our way. Every time you hope for something, every time you expect something, it's like a seed. And if it does not rain, then it cannot water that seed that you have. So every time it rains, it's watering your expectation. It's watering your hope. So let it get wet. Let it pour down. If the climate never changes, our seed won't stand a chance. It's time for the rain to fall. Guys, it's that time, and as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Tune in and stream your favorite episode on your favorite music listening podcast platform like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me. Tune in each week, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, live right here on Facebook. Guys, it's always a party. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. Peace. I got to go.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.